Now, Aslan and the girls, I mean Queen Susan and Queen Lucy, are somewhere close. Mm. We don't know when he will act. In his time, no doubt, not ours. In the meantime, he would like us to do what we can on our own.
Right.
You say, Caspian, we are not strong enough to meet Miraz in pitched battle.
I'm afraid not, High King.
Very well, then. I'll send him a challenge to single combat.
Single combat? I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, please, could it be me? I want to avenge my father.
You're wounded. And anyway, wouldn't he just laugh at a challenge from you?
Laugh?
I mean, we have seen that you are king and warrior, but he thinks of you as a kid.
But, sire, will he accept a challenge from even you? He knows he has the stronger army.
Yeah.
Very likely he won't. But there's always the chance. And even if he doesn't, we shall spend the best part of the day sending heralds to and fro and all that.
Oh, right.
By then, Aslan may have done something.
Mm.
Yes.
And at least I can inspect the army and strengthen the position.
Mm-hmm.
I will send the challenge. Edmund, you'll deliver it and work out the terms of the battle.
Right.
Two others should accompany Edmund.
Ah,
the giant you told me about.
Oh, he's not very clever.
Of course not, but any giant looks impressive if only he will keep quiet. But who for the other?
Upon my word, if you want someone who can kill with looks, Ribici would be the best.
He would indeed, from all I hear. If only he wasn't so small.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even see him till he was close.
Send Glenstorm, sire. No one ever laughed at a centaur. Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
All right. Bring them here while I write the challenge. Have you pen and ink, Master Doctor?
A scholar is never without them, Your Majesty.
Very well. I will dictate.
Ready now, sire.
Peter, by the gift of Aslan, by election, by prescription, and by conquest, High King over all kings in Narnia, Emperor of the Lone Islands and Lord of Caer Paravel, Knight of the Most Noble Order of the Lion, to Miraz, son of Caspian the Eighth, sometime Lord Protector of Narnia, and now styling himself King of Narnia. Greeting, and I challenge.
Lord Glizelle, I saw three figures come from the enemy camp. What news? Have they come to surrender?
No, my Lord Sir Caspian, but to issue a challenge to the King.
A challenge? You jest. We hold the enemy in our fist here. Miraz would never be so harebrained as to throw away his advantage on a combat.
King Miraz is considering the challenge even now. He will seek our counsel shortly, I have no doubt.
And our counsel he shall have. I would not venture to allow a sure victory to...
A sure victory, yes. But for whom? Oh.
Softly, Lord Glizelle, lest the sentries hear us.
If the king undertook a wager of battle, why, either he would kill or be killed.
Mm.
If he killed, we should have won the war. But if he were to be killed...
Speak plainly, Lord Glizelle.
I need not tell your lordship that Miraz is no very great captain. We should be as able to win this war without the king's leadership as with it. If he were to die... We should be both victorious and kingless.
Is your meaning, my lord, that you and I could hold this land quite as conveniently without a king as with one?
Not forgetting that it was we who first put him on the throne. Mm. And in all the years that he has enjoyed it, what fruits have come our way? What gratitude has he shown us?
Say no more.
Lord Glizelle, Lord Sir Caspian, the king wishes your counsel immediately in his tent.
Thank you. Courtier.
Yes?
Where are the three messages from the enemy camp?
They are being entertained with food and drink outside of the king's tent.
And who were they?
A giant, a centaur, and one who calls himself King Edmund.
Thank you, courtier. After you, Lord Glizelle.
Thank you, Lord Sir Caspian. We shall play Miraz like a stringed instrument.
Let the song begin.
It's about time you two arrived.
We came as quickly as we could, sire.
Indeed.
There. Look at this. This pack of nursery tales our jackanapes of a nephew has sent us.
Do you see this challenge, Lord Sir Pespian?
I see.
By your leave, sire. If the young warrior whom we have seen outside of your tent is the King Edmund mentioned in the writing, then I would not call him a nursery tale, but a very dangerous knight.
King Edmund, bah! Does your lordship believe those old wives' fables about Peter and Edmund and the rest?
I believe my eyes, your majesty.
Well, this is to no purpose. But touching the challenge, I suppose there is only one opinion between us, huh?
I suppose so indeed, sire.
And what is that?
You must refuse it, of course. For though I have never been called a coward, I must plainly say that to meet that young man in battle is more than my heart would serve me for. And if, as is likely, his brother, the High King Peter, is more dangerous than he, why, on your life, my Lord King, have nothing to do with it.
A plague on you! It was not that sort of counsel I wanted. Do you think I am asking you if I should be afraid to meet this Peter? If there is such a man? Do you think I fear him?
No.
I wanted your counsel on the policy of the matter, whether we, having the advantage, should hazard it on the wager of a battle.
To which I can only answer, Your Majesty.
What?
That for all reasons, the challenge should be refused. There is death in the strange knight's face.
There you are again. Are you trying to make it appear that I am as great a coward as your lordship?
Your Majesty may say your pleasure.
You talk like an old woman, Glozell. What say you, my Lord Sir Pespian?
Do not touch it, sire. And what your Majesty says of the policy of the thing comes in very happily. It gives your Majesty excellent grounds for a refusal without any cause of questioning your Majesty's honour or courage.
Great heaven, are you also bewitched today? Do you think I am looking for grounds to refuse it? You might as well call me a coward to my face. I see what it is. You are as lily-livered as hares yourselves and have the effrontery to imagine my heart after the likeness of yours. Grounds for a refusal, indeed. Excuses for not fighting. Huh? Are you soldiers? Are you Telmarines? Are you men? Huh? And if I do refuse it, as all good reasons of captaincy and martial policy urge me to do, you will think and teach others to think I was afraid. Is that not so?
No man of your Majesty's age would be called coward by any wise soldier for refusing the combat with a great warrior in the flower of his youth.
So, I have one foot in the grave as well as a coward, huh? I'll tell you what it is, my lords. With your womanish counsels, you have done the very opposite of your intent. I had meant to refuse it, but I'll accept it. Do you hear? Accept it. I'll not be shamed because some witchcraft or treason has frozen both your bloods. Now get out. Out!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Majesty. I knew he'd do it if he were properly chafed.
But I'll not forget he called me coward. It shall be paid for.
Go on, Trumpkin.
Well, King Peter, your brother King Edmund has chosen a place for the battle with one of Miraz's captains. They're readying it now with ropes and stakes.
Good.
Two Telmarines are to stand at two of the corners and one in the middle of one side as officials of the contest. Three officials for the other two corners and the other side are to be furnished by you.
Oh, I will do it.
My good King Caspian, you cannot be an official because it's your right to the throne that we're fighting for.
Oh, Your Majesty, please. I'm a bear. I am.
To be sure you are. And a good bear too, I have no doubt.
Oh, thank you. Yes, but it was always a right of the bears to to supply one official to a contest.
Oh, don't let him. He's a good creature, but he'll shame us all. He'll go to sleep and he will suck his paws in front of the enemy too.
I can't help that, because he's quite right. The bears had that privilege.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how it has been remembered after all these years, when so many other things have been forgotten.
Oh, please, Your Majesty.
It is your right, and you shall be one of the officials. But you must remember not to suck your paws.
Of course not.
Why are you doing it this minute?
I am not.
Sire.
What? Ah, Reaper-cheep.
Sire, my life is ever at your command, but my honour is my own. I have among my people the only trumpeter in Your Majesty's army. I had thought, perhaps, we might have been sent with the challenge. Sire, my people are grieved. Perhaps, if it were your pleasure that I should be an official at the contest, it would content them.
I'm afraid it would not do, Reaper-cheep. Some humans are afraid of mice.
I had observed it, sire.
And it would be quite unfair to Miraz to have in sight anything that might abate the edge of his courage.
Your Majesty is the mirror of honour.
Right. Giant Wimbleweather and the bear and the centaur Glenstorm shall be our officials. The combat will be at 2 hours after noon. Lunch at noon precisely. Dismissed.
Your Majesty, I mean no disrespect, but that is to say, you can beat him.
That's what I'm fighting him to find out.